Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 24th. I'm so grateful that last week, different members of the staff read for us and gave us good commentary on the passages. But I'm so excited to be back with you, and especially thankful because this passage today is really amazing. Look forward to reading Romans chapter 8 with you today, verses 26 through 39, and then Psalm 45, verses 1 through 9. But first, let's review our memory passage. We're going to do it in the English Standard Version this time around, and it's Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Two little tidbits I notice grammatically here are, number one, that it begins with the word there, and then the word is, and then the word there again. Now, it's therefore, but we can remember it maybe. There is therefore, and that's how the verses start. And then Christ Jesus is mentioned twice. So there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Jesus our Messiah. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus. There's that phrase again, from the law of sin and death. I think this one's going to be a little easier to memorize. What do you guys think? All right, let's move into Romans 8. Starting in verse 26 in the New International Version. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, wow, this passage is wonderful, reminding us that the love and the friendship of the Lord is something we should seek because nothing can separate us from that love. But I want to go back to verse 26 as well. This is something I think about often. When I do not know what to pray, I take solace in the fact that the Holy Spirit is praying on my behalf. Let's read it again. When we do not know what we ought to pray for, the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. One of my favorite passages Psalm 143 verse 10 says, "May your good spirit lead us on level paths." I think that's in concert with what we see here in Romans 8, that the Spirit's praying for us and that the Spirit guides us. And then it just gets even better in verse 28. We're reminded that God's working everything according to his purposes, and he's going to use it for our good. Augustine, reflecting on his life in the fifth book of his Confessions, says this about situations that he had. "But you, Lord, my refuge and portion in the land of the living, you were using the situation," he was in Carthage and needed to move, "to move my soul one step closer to salvation. You allowed the chaos of Carthage to grow unbearable so that I would be willing to leave, and you drew me to Rome through the lure of a more pleasant life." He goes on to say in the next section, "You kept me from dying in that lost state. You spared me from what would have been a double death of both body and soul." Lord, we thank you that you are working, even if we cannot understand in the moment what is going on. And we use this as an opportunity to pray for those who do not know you yet, that you would continue to be moving their soul closer to salvation. And now from Psalm 45, which is a psalm about love between the king and his wife, but also it's about love between the Heavenly Father and us. And we're only going to read the first 9 verses. "My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is a pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously. In the cause of truth, humility, and justice, let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia, from palaces adorned with ivory. The music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of the king are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. In the Psalms, Jesus' Prayer Book by Douglas Webster, he notes that our hearts can better grasp the meaning of God's love through the power of metaphor. And Psalm 45 celebrates two loves, marital love and divine love, romantic love and redemptive love. And as we think of the Lord in the cosmic story of redemption, who is coming back to rescue his bride, we can be thankful today for his purity and his justice and also his humility. It is Thankful Tuesday, so you want to be thinking about a person, place, a thing, and an attribute of God that you are thankful for. Ada Burris let me know that she's super thankful to be engaged and to feel so celebrated and supported by her church family. We celebrate with you, Ada, and we are very thankful for you and Peyton. Will you pray with me? Lord, we lift up our hearts to you. We want to think about attributes of your grace, your justice, your truth, and your love. Thank you, Lord, that we can rest in your friendship, that you, Lord Christ, are seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us, and also that the Holy Spirit is interceding for us and teaching us the path we should go. We also thank you, Lord, for the promise that you are working for our good as believers. Help us to entrust ourselves to you. Lord, we thank you for a person. Today, I'm thankful for those who have birthdays in February. I'm also thankful for a community that celebrates one another. Thank you, Lord, for a place. For me today, it's room 250, where our new young couples class is meeting. Lord, we ask your blessings on that fellowship. And we thank you, Lord, for something today. Look around you wherever you are. What has the Lord done for you today? We thank you, Lord, for one another, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.